Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, the topic of repentance is one we can struggle with because it means an open admission I've gone the wrong way. Lord, that can be a bit daunting to consider. But at the same time, you call for us to return to you because you are gracious and compassionate. You're slow to anger and abounding in love. Help us to see the gift of repentance as what it is, a gift, an opportunity to come back to you. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, back in my seminary years, a ways back, a classmate of mine, John, and I would often take day trips down into the Ozark Mountains south of St. Louis to take some hikes. Once you got even a half hour out of the St. Louis metro areas, you were in the hills, and there were a bunch of incredible trails that you could take. One of them that we looked forward to was at a place called Johnson's Shut-In State Park. It was located a little over 2 hours to the south and a little bit west of St. Louis Metro. This trail that we were looking to take had several vistas, and it had a canyon with this swimming hole. This is the actual swimming hole from Johnson Shut-In State Park. So on a beautiful Saturday, about this time of year, or actually it was a bit later, we went ahead and made the trip down to the park. Now, at first, from the parking lot, the trail was fairly well marked. But there were a lot of other trails that spurred off from it. Somewhere along the way, I won't say who, made a wrong turn as we were going there. So what should have been a 20 or 30 minute walk to this wonderful swimming hole became an hour, and then an hour and a half, and about 2 hours. This was not the way to the canyon and the swimming hole that I had taken. So there was only one thing we could do. We needed to literally repent. Repentance, in its literal definition, is admitting that you're wrong, turning around, and going in the opposite direction. If you're going to the east, then you turn to the west. If you're going against God's will, then you turn around and follow it. If you're heading down the wrong trail, well, then you need to turn around and find the right one. And that's exactly what God is calling us to do this morning through the Old Testament prophet Joel. Even now, he says, return to me with all of your heart. In this message series during the season of Lent, we're reviewing some of the basic elements, the grounding of our faith. And repentance is a basic one. Repentance begins when you realize you're going in the wrong direction. Now, usually it's unintentional. You don't begin the day of hiking by saying, "Let's go get lost in the woods today." That's not the plan. The plan in our case was to find the Johnson's Shut-In's Canyon and the swimming hole there with all of its beauty. That was the way John and I had headed out originally. But then, unfortunately, once you start in the wrong direction, you're usually going to ignore the warning signs. The trail kept getting thinner. The woods kept getting thicker. You're going through brush. We found ourselves starting to climb over some boulders. You've not seen a clear directional sign for quite some time now. And we both realized it didn't seem right, but we chose to ignore the warning signs. We were younger and stupider at the time. It happened unintentionally. And really, it's the same thing when we go against God. The majority of the time, it's unintentional. I honestly don't know of any, I love that picture, of anyone who wakes up in the morning and says, "I wonder how much trouble I can get in today. How many relationships can I ruin? How many people can I tick off today?" You know, today might be the perfect day to get in a knockdown, drag out, no holds barred fight with my spouse. Or if you're a bit younger, How can I tick off my parents today? Normally, we don't wake up and think that way. Normally. Now, there are times when we do something that's wrong. We know that it's wrong, and we do it anyway. Then we're like this guy. Kind of looks like Oscar the Grouch. And there are a myriad of reasons behind that. But most of the time, it's not intentional. For whatever reason, someone lobs the first verbal grenade. Boom! That's method of retaliation. And then it's an all-out argument, insulting and hurting one another. Now, when you start down that path, you ignore the warning signs. And it only gets worse when others join in. John and I had started down this wrong path in search of our destination. About a mile and a half in or so, we stepped off to take a breather because it was not a flat trail. A couple came up from behind us, and we started talking with them. They were looking for the same place we were looking for. Unfortunately, they had assumed that we actually knew where we were going. So now there were four of us going in the wrong direction here. You see, when others join in, it makes it worse. When someone takes your side in an argument, that emboldens you to say a few more things. When all the other students look like they're cheating, well, why shouldn't I cheat too? When your neighbors gossip about that odd guy down at the end of the block, you add your two cents about some of the weirdness you see coming from that house. You just keep going in the wrong direction until eventually you hit a dead end. And then there's no place left to go. Now, John and I were probably 3 to 4 miles into the wrong trail when it finally hit us. We thought, oh, we'll see it over the next hill, or the next hill, or the next hill. But we didn't. The forest became more dense. We discovered this might just be a dead-end wrong trail here. It's when one person in an argument is crushed and the other one feels ashamed. The teacher discovers that you've been cheating. The person you happen to be gossiping about overhears you. You hit a dead end. There's no place left you can go. You know you need to turn around and repent. But to turn around, you first have to admit that you're wrong. That's the first part of repentance. It's probably the hardest part. We usually hesitate to admit the mistakes that we've made. We would rather say, well, we're mistaken. We'd rather talk about the extenuating circumstances. Or we might want to blame it on the other people we're hanging out with. It's their fault. But you will never turn around until you admit personally that you were wrong. You have to have that time of confession. Hear these words from 1 John, fairly familiar. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. In other words, we're fooling ourselves, and the truth is simply not in us. But then there's good news. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So where does it begin? With the admission to God that what I'm doing is wrong. I'm on the wrong path. I'm going the wrong direction. We confess that that sin is ours. And it is immediately met with God's forgiveness. Hear the prophet Joel, and I firmly believe these are the theme words for the entire season of Advent. Season of Lent. They go like this. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And it goes on, he relents from sending calamity. This is also the message of Good Friday and Easter. Of a God who relents from disaster. He will not let us destroy ourselves. He comes to rescue us in his grace and in his mercy. He becomes one of us. And in His compassion, He gives up His own Son. In His steadfast love, Jesus goes directly to a cross, even though He's completely innocent. He takes on our guilt. He dies in our place. When He rises again, He covers us with His righteousness, being made right, sets us free, and He gives us a new life. He puts us back on the right trail. We receive His forgiveness. Now, just because you're back on the right trail doesn't mean that you're out of the woods. Anyone who's hiked knows that. You still have to be careful to stay on the right trail. John and I then backed up about a mile or so to the trail junction where I had guessed it was 50-50 and I blew it on which way to go. Now, by this point, it's getting to be later in the afternoon, so it's like, okay, we need to get going here. We took the other fork. We had took about 10 steps when we heard some rustling behind us. It was two younger guys with a huge backpack, a camping backpack, that were hiking together. And we asked them, do you know the way back to the parking area so we can get started over? And they said, oh yeah, take this trail you're on. When you hit the road crossing, that's County Highway N, and from there it's about 4 miles back to the parking lot. But if you follow the road, you'll get back safely. Now, I will admit, had we not run into them, we might have taken a wrong fork or crossed the highway, not realizing it was the county highway we'd driven in from in St. Louis, and who knows where we ended up. Actually, John and I later found out we were on the Ozark Trail. If you know anything about Missouri, you know what trail I'm talking about. Not the Johnson Shut-In Trail. Had we kept going, that trail went another 200 miles across all of southern Missouri. See, that's what happens when we admit that we're wrong. We confess to God. We receive forgiveness through Jesus. And we're on the right path. But there are so many temptations that can pull us down the wrong path, taking us in the wrong direction. Thankfully, God is right there to give us direction and help along the way. Psalm 119 tells us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." God gives us the directions we need in His word. See, what's the acronym for Bible? Anyway, I'm going to move on from that. This is the way God wants you to live and the path that He wants you to stay on. Then Jesus tells us in John, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you." So in addition to having God's Word, God's Spirit is alive. He's active within each of us, guiding us, directing us, nudging us, giving us a little kick in the back end from time to time, making sure we stay on the right path. You see, repentance is a foundation. God doesn't want us going in the wrong direction. He calls for us to turn around, to confess our sin, and to get on the right path. And then He leads and guides us on that path. Well, John and I finally made it back. This is the actual parking lot. Back at Johnson's Shut-Ins. What we thought was going to be a 45-minute round-trip hike through a canyon to a swimming hole, I actually calculated this later, turned out to be a 12-mile hike that took us all afternoon and into the evening hours. We were wiped out and had a 2-hour drive to get back to St. Louis, but we were really glad to be back where we had started. But we would not have gotten there until we repented. We'd gone in the wrong direction. We had to admit we were wrong, turn around, and then listen to some advice from someone along the way. God calls us to repentance and to turn us around in the right direction. But then He meets us immediately with His forgiveness as we confess our sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us all of our sin in His steadfast love. He literally covers them over, puts us on the right path, gives us His Spirit to lead, guide, and keep us on the right path. And I will guarantee you this, in the end, it's better than any canyon, swimming hole, or scenic view on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith of our Lord Jesus. Amen.